Hey there, my name is Shane Craddock and this is the Inner Edge podcast where I share a different take on how to lead and live a sustainable high-performance life. Over the course of different episodes, I'm going to challenge the belief that tension, stress and struggle are essential to success and creativity. My experience is that there's an easier way, there's a better way, and indeed there's an essential way that we need to explore for the times that we live in. So let's go ahead, let's jump in and explore. Hello there. Welcome to today's episode with myself, Shane Craddock. This is The Inner Edge. I have had a pretty busy week. It's been a good week, lots of stuff going on. We finished off the Mindshift program. That's my 8-week program. And we collaborated again with Gary Fox this year, with host of the Entrepreneur Experiment, where we focus a little bit more on the entrepreneurial creative mind. Concluded the program, just really interesting listening to the results. And that's inspired some of the content for today. And then also I spoke at two events down the west of Ireland, one in Galway, one in Killorglin, County Kerry. Then I've also just been interacting with clients during the week. So it's been a full week, an enjoyable week. And the topic for today is, what are you projecting? And it relates to a metaphor that I use a lot in my work and with clients, and something I've written about in my book, The Inner CEO. It's your mind is like a projector. Now, if you think about an old style projector, it has a lens, you know, it's got a lens with light shining through it. I'm going through film and then it projects up onto a big screen. That's the old style movie projector in an old style movie theater, I guess. Of course, now we have kind of digital stuff, which changes the way sometimes movies are presented. But in that metaphor, the film is your thinking and the light is your consciousness. And I guess the lens in a way maybe is your mind. And if you think about it, like if I said to you, well, look, can you imagine standing outside your home front door, see the color of it, see your hand pushing the door open and stepping inside, you see that somewhere inside yourself. There's a virtual screen. And that's the amazingness, if that's a word, of our inner world and one of the strong capacities of our mind. It's an incredible thing. It's a very creative thing. Once you know how to use it and once you use it consciously. And the truth is that I think you're always projecting something inside yourself. The question I'm asking today is it serving you? And are you 100% sure that it's true? Now, sometimes something doesn't need to be true, but I guess at the end of the day, it does need to serve you, I think. And hopefully at the end, that'll make more sense. Now, there's two aspects that I'll point out with regards to your mind being like a projector. One is that it magnifies something. So if I'm thinking about, say, for example, something that's bothering me, my mind will probably magnify it like a projector. And it also works in reverse a lot with the positives. And also then maybe more importantly, you know, whatever you're playing in your projector, you feel because whatever you think you feel. So if, for example, I'm in a movie theater watching a horror movie, after a few minutes, I will forget I'm in a movie theater. I'll be in the movie. And I will feel fear. I'll be scared. And that's why a lot of people love those kind of genre of movies. But they also know that when they leave the movie theater, they will leave that scary feeling behind. The problem is that most people don't realize that they're carrying around the most powerful movie making machine inside in their minds. And they are scaring the bejesus out of themselves, as we say in Ireland. Now, I had two interesting conversations. Well, I've had lots of interesting conversations, but two were related to each other because they were around divorce. I know I met two people this week going through divorce. One of them was at the end of the Mindshift program. So they had a little bit more awareness and understanding about their inner world. And one of them I've only just met for the first time this week. And the person who just finished the program in Mindshift was telling me that they had caught themselves and started to become aware that their projector was just full of toxicity because of, you know, divorce is painful. Divorce can be very emotional and toxic, and people say and do things to each other that they might generally not ever say to anybody else in any other circumstance. It just can get very nasty. But if you hold on to that and play, for example, past memories or allow that to project into the future of, you know, fear of the future, anxiety for the future, it just gets very draining. And the person realized that they were doing that. So they told me, no, I'm going to stop. I've stopped already. And any of my friends that asked me about how's it going, I just politely move away to a different topic. I don't really get into the heavy stuff because I don't want to bring that into my system, into my own feeling. And I've started to change the images about my future because they were based on fear before, but now they're more hopeful, they're more inspiring, they're brighter. and it's such a difference to me. It's a game changer, was the phrase that she used. And then on the other side, I met somebody going through divorce. And again, you know, they started to tell me a little bit about their story. And 2 minutes in, I had to stop them because I said, listen, I'm sorry, I don't want you to get into this. I can see your body language is changing. Like, they were literally stressing themselves out, bringing it all to life in their body. I could see their face get so dark, so much darker in front of me. And I had said to them, listen, get the book, read that chapter. I think you'll relate to it. I think it'll help. But they're a little bit earlier on the journey. But both people going through similar circumstances, seeing something different about how their inner world works. Now, you may not be going through a divorce listening to this, and I hope you're not, but you might be too. Maybe it strikes a chord. But it doesn't have to be divorce. It could be the way you look at somebody in your team. It could be looking at somebody in your life, a child, a partner. You know, what we're playing in our projector, we think is real. We think it's our opinion. We think it's reality. But the reality is that it's just a film. And if that's the case, I can experiment with changing it. Now, somebody else I met during the week also had read my book before Christmas, and they'd sent me an email in January telling me that they were reading the chapter on the projector, and as they're reading it, they realized that they had brought themselves into a slump. So what I mean by that is they told me that months beforehand, they started to imagine themselves going into a slump. That was in their projector, their movie projector. And then they said, that is what happened. They went into a 3-month slump. And it was only when he was reading the chapter about the projector that he literally realized, hang on, that's what I've been doing in my mind. And because he saw it, there was a realization, what I would call a mind shift, and boom, he came out of the slump. And I had a chance to actually meet the guy in person in Galway at the talk, and we were slightly joking about it. But isn't it amazing that you can do that? Because the reality is that we all do versions of that. I can project myself into a great period of time. I can project myself into a slump. And we'll say it's all because of circumstances and how we feel, not realizing that actually, ultimately, we have a huge, huge, huge say in how we feel because of what's playing in the movie. Now, let's make it very simple. You could be listening to this, maybe at the start of your day, maybe the end of your day, maybe during the day, I don't know, but it's all relevant. I mean, if you're at the start of a day, you could be thinking about the meetings that you have ahead or the work that you have to do. And in your mind, you've already started to play whether it's going to make you feel good or make you feel bad. If you had a bad meeting with somebody a few weeks ago, maybe an argument, maybe you've brought that from the past into today and you're projecting it into the meeting. That's not uncommon. Or into your work or, oh, such a drag. But what if you could just experiment with changing the what's in the projector? I mean, we're projecting ahead into, well, what am I going to have for breakfast, for dinner? You know, what am I going to watch later on today? Who am I going to meet? What's fun today? Or is there any of that? Now, when I was in my depression, I wouldn't have been imagining really anything to do with fun. It was all about how much of a loser I was and how much my life sucked. And my movie was just a real downer, pity party downer. And in on myself, attacking myself, it was just really, really bad. And I just didn't understand any of what I'm talking to you about. And so looking back, it's no wonder that I was so depressed because my mind was playing this very depressed movie. It was just really, really down. Now you realize, oh my God, you're no wonder I felt that way. And again, at the time, if you'd said it to me and challenged me, I might have said, but hey, you're wrong because I've got all these problems and I'm this way and I'm that way. That's my circumstances. That's me. But that's not the case. And that wasn't the case for Shane back then. Luckily, I got a second chance. Now, there was, within Mindshift, at the end, I suggested to the group, hey, listen, we're going to do an exercise here about, you know, showing you the power of your projector and the power of you as a creative human being. I said, I want you to think about a problem that you have that's pretty big, that's annoying at the moment, it's on your mind. And I want you to turn to the person next to you and just share that problem for the next few minutes. So they all did that. Afterwards, I said, right, how did you find that? Somebody said, do you know what? I haven't shared that with anybody. And actually, I felt a bit of relief, which was great, which is brilliant because a problem shared is a problem halved and all that stuff, which is brilliant. And then I said, but did anybody else have a different experience? And somebody said, actually, yeah, I've shared it with people before quite a lot, actually. And as I started to talk about it, I found my stress levels increasing in the moment. I found my tension increasing. I found myself just actually, even right now, I've got a knot in my stomach, is what they said. And the point, that was what I was looking for, because what I said to them was, isn't it amazing that actually everybody was calm before we did that exercise. And then by talking about the problem, you literally can create stress out of nothing. The person or the problem isn't there. We brought them into the room by our mind, by our imagination, from our memory, and we created stress. And I said, I want people to remember that that is what we're doing all the time. And that is incredibly powerful if that registers with you. And what about you? I mean, as you're listening to me, are you relating to anything I'm saying? For example, like, what are you playing in your projector about your next hour? Like, literally that granular. What is in your mind for the next hour? What about the next month? Like, are you projecting good? Are you projecting bad for yourself? Are you seeing it as up, down, positive, depressed? The next year? What about the next 5 years? Like, what are some of the fun things you could put in there just to play around with? Again, just to make yourself feel better. And what about your life in general? Like, is it an upbeat movie you're playing in your mind? Or is it something that's neutral or downbeat? And the reality is we all go through different phases. And me too. I have to watch my mind in terms of what it's playing all the time. The question is it serving you? And that's what I'll ask myself. And then also, is it something that's exciting me? And it doesn't really matter to me, you know, if something I'm imagining, whether it happens or not, in a way. What I'm really focused on is my state in the moment and how I feel today. Because how I feel today allows me to enjoy the present moment of today even more. And it brings out the best in me. If my moods are up, if my spirits are up. And that is really at the essence of what I'm trying to get across today, is that we do have more control about what we put in the projector of our mind. And maybe the challenge from today is to put in better movies, experiment with it, and see what happens. And if you're up for it, let me know. That's it for this week. Ciao for now.